Police Academy cadets graduate with guaranteed jobs. Texas Border Business, by Celine Rodriguez. The South Texas College 30th Police Academy recently celebrated the graduation and recruitment of every single graduating cadet in a ceremony joined by friends and family at the Regional Center for Public Safety Excellence in FAR. We're so proud of this cohort in particular, and I must acknowledge that 50% of this class is female, said Dean for Business, Public Safety, and Technology Sarah M. Lozano. It confirms that STC continues to be a leader in equal opportunities and encourages everyone to follow their dream career, no matter how challenging. Also, for the first time in program history, all students were offered conditional job offers from the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office weeks before completing the 22-week program. Sheriff J.E. Eddie Guerra attended the ceremony and gifted each graduate with a challenge coin to personally welcome them into their family. We have many STC graduates in our department, so we are certain of the excellent quality that comes from STC, said Guerra. Thank you to the families for their continuous support. These men and women have decided to enter a much challenging but rewarding career in keeping our community safe. We're very excited to get them on board and help them achieve an outstanding career in law enforcement. During the event, all cadets also celebrated becoming certified peace officers, after the entire cohort successfully passed the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement exam hours earlier, completing one of the requirements for their new job at the sheriff's office. 7 out of 8 cadets accepted the offer and already started the hiring process. Cadet Manuel Renta, former FAR Fire Department Deputy Chief, attended the program as part of the process to become the city's fire marshal. His new responsibilities require for him to be a peace officer to act as fire and arson investigator and to perform other law enforcement duties. Renta was honored and sworn in as the new fire marshal for the city of FAR by Fire Chief Pilar Rodriguez during the ceremony. I have served for more than 20 years in the fire service and I have always had a close relationship with law enforcement officers, but now I have a deeper understanding on what they do and their important role in our community, said Renta. It has been an amazing experience to learn a different perspective from these cadets. For graduate Abel Oviedo, the 30th Academy represented a second chance at a dream career. This is his second try to become a certified peace officer. Here at the STC Police Academy, there's no such thing as being on your own. In the past, I had thought the best approach to complete this journey was to keep my head down, but STC helped me understand that teamwork is key in this career, he said during a heartfelt speech to the rest of his class. With the amount of diversity in age and cultural background that make up our class, one feel fortunate to have worked with each and every one of you. I'm also thankful for our instructor, who from day one taught us the value of integrity and helped us develop the level of thick skin that we will need to face the challenges of this profession. I'm grateful for you all. STC law enforcement instructor Jennifer Rocio acknowledged each of the students' success and reiterated that STC will always welcome them with open doors to help guide the future generations of peace officers. STC annually holds 2 full-time police academies in the spring and fall, as well as a 2-semester part-time academy. For more information on training and programs offered at STC's Regional Center for Public Safety Excellence, visit southtexascollege.edu/rcpsc/ or call 956-872-4208.